This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When I look back on black and white photos from my grandparents' generation, I can scarcely believe how fast technology has progressed since then. Well, it seems like we've maybe come full circle. Ancestry site MyHeritage has just added a feature that allows you to colorize and modernize old photos using something called deepfake technology. It sounds pretty epic, but also a little bit creepy. And so I've got our tech expert, Jeff Quattromani, on the line to explain everything. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, deepfake technology. Is it as creepy as it sounds?
Yes, it absolutely is. And to be honest, I signed up to MyHeritage when I heard about this new feature. I have plenty of old photos from my grandparents and others who I may have met once or twice in my life because they were overseas. And so for me, using this application to scan in black and white photos and make a color, which is interesting, but most of the time they seem to be been wearing brown, grays or black clothing anyway. So you colorize it and maybe you get some skin tone come through. But then you do the next level, which is using deepfake technology to add motion. And when you see a person who's no longer with us moving, blinking, smiling, it can really make you uncomfortable. You almost have to be quite prepared for that. And I even hesitated to show my parents the outcome of that because their parents are gone. So if I can go to them and say, look, here's a picture of your parents and here's them moving again, it's a little bit weird to look at.
So you did this with your grandfather, a photo of your grandfather. Did you just do the one photo? Did you want to do more after that or is it just too weird?
No, I did a couple. I had to. Yeah. I mean, it's almost my job to actually experiment with this. And I tried it with other people as well. It wasn't just with that one photo, but it was interesting, first of all, to see the colorization part is very interesting. And it's actually quite surprising how good it can pull out reds, blues, greens out of a black and white image. So you actually see plants come to life. Clothing, if they did have any colors on there, will come to life as well. And a wedding photo is a good example because the bouquet will actually start to show the green leaves that might have been on there instead of it just being a black and white bouquet. Mm. But then you take it to the motion side and it's quite interesting where you can have some subtle movements where they're almost waiting for the photo to be taken and you can imagine what they were doing while they were waiting for someone to click that photo button, where they're almost, looking around and their eyes are moving. There is some facial expression going on and it some ways makes you feel like you were there when that photo was being captured. They're not walking. They're not doing crazy things. It's just very subtle motion, but it's quite surprising and it's amazing how advanced this technology has gotten.
Do you think that this is possibly going to change the way that we study history, Jeff?
I think there's a really good opportunity for that. If you think about, Captain Cook, for example, imagine if we could just watch him tell the story of the landing in Australia. If you could actually have historians who look just like them telling those stories, I think that would be an amazing way to learn history. To be honest, there is a wine company which has convicts printed on the labels at the moment, and there is an app that you can get that reads that label and the convicts come to life and do tell you a story about their crime that they've committed. Mm. And that's a very good example of deepfake technology with history wrapped into it as well. So we're going to see a lot more of this, I think.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I imagine though on the flip side, there's probably a bunch of dangers around this technology. I can't help but wonder that maybe it's going to give us the ability to fake photos and fake videos and statements of people altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a video going around at the moment from TikTok where somebody has pulled off a deep fake of Tom Cruise and not just his face, but his entire body, his motion, his smile. Because when you think about it, celebrities have got so much content out there. We can actually easily pull 3D models of a celebrity quite simply because there's so much content to build that model. And a lot of deep fake videos are going to be produced where people might think it actually is a celebrity saying or doing something, but it's completely fake. This could happen with presidents. It could happen with all sorts of global leaders where they are completely mimicked and perceived to be real. And we need to find a way of actually proving whether something is real or not, because as this technology evolves, you'll have to second guess everything that you see online.
I'm curious about that Tom Cruise TikTok deep fake. Can you tell that it's fake? Are we at the point where you can't even tell what's true and what's not?
It's pretty good, to be honest. The accuracy is very good. The only reason you can really tell it's fake is because of just how eccentric he is being. You can tell, okay, this is too much to be something a real celebrity or real person would be doing. But if you do pause it throughout certain parts in the video, you can see where some of the stitching in the 3D model hasn't worked as well. So there are ways of nitpicking it out. But, you know, someone who just looks at it for the first time, if they're not paying attention, they'd absolutely think it was real.
All right. Well, that is the future. Thank you, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncut podcast. I'm glad that you've explained exactly what deepfake is. I'm not sure whether to go and find photos of my grandparents or not now.
Yeah, look, it's one of those weird decisions. I think the colorization part is definitely worthwhile. Whether you actually want to see those photos come to life, just brace yourself if you do.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.